Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of Paws and More in Washington, Amber Talbot, about their open house this Saturday.
We will have lots of goodies and some cute items for sale for your pets. We've got Christmas stockings for your pet. We also have Santa dresses and costumes if you want to dress up your pet for the holidays. So we've got some neat items for sale, but mostly it's a welcoming for the community to come in, have some wonderful snacks, and meet all of the adoptable animals. We are doing half-price cat adoptions through December 15th, so we're still in need of lots of furry friends getting their forever homes, and we'll have reduced adoption prices for them.
When people are thinking about adopting a pet, what are some of the things that they should keep in mind?
We talk a lot about this, and of course, time and resources is the two big obvious things that I think people need to think about. But I think something that we hear a lot about is, you know, a lot of families walk in and say, you know, we're looking for a beagle. And beagles have a wide range of personalities, and so does any breed. And so I think it's important to think about not really the type of dog that you're looking for, but really the personality that best suits your family. Do you guys want the active, playful dog? Do you want a dog that still needs some training? Or do you want a dog that's kind of going to be a couch potato that doesn't need any training from you? Or a more independent dog? Or a more externally motivated dog that, you know, does his own thing? So there's such a wide range of personalities, and breed usually plays a very small role in that personality, is what we find when we, you know, get these guys ready for adoption and do their evaluations and learn about them and what they know. So personality, I think, is most important when choosing a pet.
So is the open house a chance for people to come really meet what a dog would be like?
Yes. You know, the open house is definitely a very busy day, and so I think it's a great time for people to meet an animal for the first time, but maybe we would definitely want you to probably come back on a quieter day so you can spend some more one-on-one time with that animal. We do have a meet and greet room, we call it, an area, a room the families can go in and play with an animal. We also have a wonderful fenced-in area just to the east of the shelter that you can be out in off-leash playing with the animal one-on-one if the weather is nice. So those are options too for people to get involved, but we definitely think it's critical for them to meet the animal more than once and make sure everybody in the family meets the animal as well.
And have you seen families come in thinking they want a certain breed of dog and then realizing they've fallen in love with this other kind?
Yes, it absolutely happens all the time. And so, you know, again, it kind of comes back to personality and understanding what your family wants in a dog, you know, and what you guys have time for.
And one thing that happens this time of year quite a bit is traveling, you know, whether you're going home to see your parents or grandparents, and a lot of people take their pets with them. Are there any tips that you would have for those families that are traveling with their pets this time of year?
Yes, we would definitely encourage everyone to make sure your animal has identification, at least a collar and a tag that are well fitted, but better yet, to even consider doing a microchip. Microchipping is very affordable and very easy to do. Most vet clinics are offering that service now for a pretty affordable rate. Most of your shelters, wherever you're located, are offering that service to the public as well. For example, Paws and More offers microchipping for only $25. It's about a 10 to 15 minute process. It's very quick and easy because tags and collars fall off, and we see it every year. You know, last Christmas we had a dog that was reunited to a family in Texas. There was just recently a dog that was from, I believe, Kansas that was lost in Riverside. And so we are the open admission shelter for all of Washington County. And so if people are traveling and their pet gets lost, it's going to end up with us. And when we have pets with microchips, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to reunite them quickly, no matter their distance of where they've come from.
And how does that work? When a dog comes in and you scan it for the microchip, what kind of information do you get?
One misconception I'll say is it is not a GPS system. You know, it'd be great if it was. A lot of people do think that it is a GPS system, and it's not. So, you know, the animal does have to physically be scanned with a scanner. It's just an object that we kind of go over the animal with, and a number will come up on that scanner. So there's an identification number then that we're able to enter into a database that will search for what company that microchip is registered through, and then what information that animal may have with an owner that's linked to it through that company. One important thing about microchipping is so many of them go unregistered, which means your veterinarian or wherever you may have got that microchip implanted from, it may be implanted but then never actually registered to the owners. So we will call a company and then have no owner information attached to that animal. So it only works if they're registered. And so that's really important to always remember to follow up with the paperwork, mail it in, go online, get your information attached to your pet. So with Paws and More, we're very lucky. Our software that we use is great. At the time of adoption or at the time of an animal's reunited with an owner, it's a web-based program. And so we automatically register our microchips on site immediately. Most shelters and vet clinics will give you a pamphlet and you are responsible then to mail in your own information and get it registered on your own later. And that's where, you know, people just get busy and they forget to do it.
And when you're traveling out of town or out of state and you lose your pet, I can only imagine how heartbreaking that would feel.
Well, sure, and you're in an area that you don't know. You may not know what shelters or resources are available where your pet may even end up. It's just a really great thing to do, and it's non-invasive. It's just an injection that goes under the skin. The microchip is about the size of a grain of rice, and it just stays there and doesn't cause any complications. I don't think in the 15 years that I've been doing this, we haven't seen any complications from microchipping.
And if somebody in the area wants to get their pet microchipped, should they call the shelter?
Absolutely. We offer microchipping at any time during our open business hours. And like I said, you can just come in and it takes about 10 to 15 minutes and you're good to go.
That's been today's Washington Page with Amber Talbot, Director of Paws and More in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.